Anti-corruption campaigner Vitus Azeem says government must come out publicly to support and commend Martin Amidou for his efforts. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Azeem explained that Mr. Amidou must be compensated for his time and resources used in pursuing the case. He commended Mr. Amidou for the bold step taken to retrieve the money. He spoke to Brighton Trauma.
This is exciting news for well-meaning Ghanaians, especially anti-corruption people. He has been making the point all this while that some of those judgments were not necessary and shouldn't have been paid. And it appears the government didn't believe him and a lot of us went with the government's thinking. But this has come out to prove that we are just sitting down and allowing state resources to go down the drain for no good reason. But what I also want to emphasize is that this should be served as an opener to other well-meaning Ghanaians, especially those with the legal minds and skills to support him in these ventures. I am sure there are a lot of other judgments that probably we can stop if we actually are dedicated to it. So that's how I see it. We should support him and the government has to publicly come out and commend him for this action.
As an anti-corruption campaigner, will you join in this fight against corruption as Martin Amidou has taken up?
We have always been doing that. Just that having different skills and doing different approaches. He is a trained and experienced lawyer, having served as Attorney General before, having stated the facts and, I mean, I've seen that there was no basis for the payment of somebody's debt. We are on the other side. We are laymen at GII and also contributing our part by speaking to you and by condemning some of these acts that could have been avoided and could have saved the country huge sums of money. So yes, we are already in it. It's not like we are going to begin to join. And you remember, when he was fired, we issued a press statement condemning the act and asking the president to take action against those who had refused to go to court to prosecute those cases.
You mentioned that government should support Martin Amidou in this fight. What kind of support are you advocating?
Well, for now, if he's going to continue, now that he's out of that place, he might need some information that he doesn't have. But publicly recognizing that he's making a contribution to national development and probably awarding or compensating him for his efforts, because I'm sure he has spent his time, he has spent resources, which he could have spent maybe defending other cases and taking huge sums of money. So if you recover some money, a certain percentage of it should go as compensation.
The Supreme Court has indeed ordered Isofoton to pay this sum of money to Ghana, but how can Ghana get the money from these companies?
Well, there are procedures that they will use to get this money. First, probably they will ask for the ruling and use that as a basis probably to now write to the various companies or their lawyers and then ask for the money. There are international courts. The Attorney General should follow up on these things. And then you in the media and those of us in civil society should continue to monitor and ask the question, how far have we gone with following up to collect these monies?
An anti-corruption campaigner, Vitus Azeem, in that interview with Brighton Trauma.